One of the ways that we communicate the gospel to people is to use a court of law example. And, you know, in sharing this with people, I've had even Christians say to me, I've seen Christians tear up and say, no one has ever made it that clear before. Thank you very much. And Nathan, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and demonstrate that for us, if you would.
Most times when I'm talking to someone and I use the court of law example, I use one of two convictions. One would be a speeding ticket, because still you can add some levity to that. I've gotten a couple of those this last year. Don't tell anybody. But it's a good way to tell people, because it uses a lot of money. A lot of people, you could say, man, I was speeding and I got a ticket for going like 80 miles over the speed limit. And I was in front of the judge, and he looks at me and he says, you were driving so recklessly that, you know what, unless you pay me $5,000, you're going to jail. Well, I don't have $5,000 in my bank account. I'm a poor college student most of the time. So, you know, it's, what am I going to do there? I can't pay my own debt. I'm in some serious trouble. I'm going to go spend some time in jail. I relate that to someone coming into that courtroom, coming up to me and going to the judge and saying, you know what? I have $5,000 here. And I didn't even know him. And he came in and he gave the judge the payment for my fine. I can go free. And I relate that that's just what Jesus did for us. And either that, or I talk about it committing murder and I deserve the death penalty. And when someone doesn't really get it, I use that, because that is just, you know, the death penalty, my life's over.
And someone steps in and pays that.
Someone steps in and takes my place, takes the death penalty upon themselves, and I get to go free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing, just a general note I'd like to add is whenever I've seen that we've had good success with talking with people, it's been where you somehow communicate to them that you really care about them, whether it be through your tone of voice, your how you look at them, you know, when they how you respond back to them, just whatever you can use to let them know that you really care about them.
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to look at someone and tell them I'm not just out here saying what I'm saying to be saying what I'm saying. I'm out here because I care about you, and I care about your soul, and I really don't want you to go to hell. And it's an awesome thing to be able to tell people that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go back to Jeremy. And one of the things that happens in this next clip is that someone new comes in the conversation, and Nathan and I were in St. Louis at one point earlier in the year. And we found this, is that we'd be talking with two or three people, and a couple of their friends would come in. And this happens at the mall even sometimes. And sometimes it's good, because then we can break off and have two or three conversations. And then sometimes it can be very difficult. And you can see kind of how Jeremy transitions from one person to another in this.